Clubs and Lifestyles Podcast, take one.
Hello, welcome to the Club Zone. Today we have Sydney Bramer, my co-host, and we also have two girls from the Heal Project. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm Jackie Ramirez.
And I'm Jasmine Luna.
All right, so what are your guys' main roles in the Heal Project?
So we're both youth interns for the nonprofit called Heal Project. It's here in Visalia. It's actually located just down the street on Asequia, right? Mm-hmm. That road. But I am a youth intern for the tobacco prevention and tobacco research portion of the nonprofit, because it's divided in two sections. And then she's a part of the...
I'm a part of the prevention for vape, and just to have... what we're working on is a policy in order to have administrators and teachers to be able to differentiate the difference between vape products and marijuana products, because if they're willing to punish kids, you know, or, you know, try to give them suspensions, and they have two different types of punishments, you know, if you get caught with marijuana or anything like that, you get a bigger suspension or a bigger punishment than with vape. And if the admin or the teachers that are punishing them don't even know the difference, who are they to say, you know? Because vaping and the addiction behind vaping is a bigger topic at hand. It's a epidemic that we're facing today. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if teachers are going to be able to say, oh, that's bad, do you know it's bad? Because you clearly don't know the difference.
Yeah.
So.
So how did you guys get involved in the Heal Project, and how long have you been a part of it?
So I actually first heard about the Heal Project when it wasn't first Heal. In 2020, I had a friend, Neftali Gonzalez. She told me about this youth opportunity for, it was like a summer advocacy program. It was like a one day thing on Zoom. And it was perfect during the 2020, like, summer pandemic era, because we really didn't have much to do. And it was a time in my life where I was like, oh, I really want to be involved as much as possible, but I don't know how. And so when she told me about this opportunity, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then from that, they branched off into being a coalition. So it was called like the Youth Advocacy Coalition in like the fall of like 2020. And then that year happened, and then 2021 happened, and then they founded like their own little title. They're like, okay, we're going to call ourselves Heal Project. And then so I stuck with them in their coalition, and then my junior year, last year, I joined as a youth intern, and then that opened up like the doors to so many more possibilities. And then getting paid for doing something that you're passionate about, like working with community work and meeting with just people within your community who are also passionate about like using their youth voice and exercising it so that they can get better at, you know, communicating with council members and local community members. It's just a powerful thing. And yeah, so I've been involved since 2020. So this is actually like my second year being a intern for Heal, but it's my third year like being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jackie, what about you?
I got into it last year. I saw an ad and I was like, oh, this feels like right up my alley. I've always mm-hmm. been a person to advocate for my people, for other minorities. I feel like it's really important. I've always been raised in a household that always was very loud about who we are, and we're loud about what human beings deserve, because I feel like when people see minorities, I feel like sometimes they forget that we're human beings, mm-hmm. you know, and like sometimes, yes, we are victims of this racist systemic issue that we have in America and a lot of the part of the world because of imperialism. But I feel like some people always get stuck and see us as only victims, and they're just like, well, who are you? Like, you always cry about things like you're just a minority, shut up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're more than just a minority, we're more than just a victim of racism, which is a big issue, you know. I'm not gonna downplay it, but I feel like I was raised to see like, okay, although I go through this, although I get called slurs at school, even though I go to school and people shame me for the color of my skin, I still am a person who's willing to stand up. Because if you just sit there and take it, or you, not even take it, if you sit there and let it happen, you're practically as bad as the person doing it. And I feel like Heal kind of gave me the opportunity to be with people like me, people that were also like, even though they weren't raised in it, but they were like, they have a passion for it. And I feel like it's been so long since I've been in a environment or a room where I can actually feel comfortable being able to talk you know? So I feel like HEAL has really brought that up for me.
So, like, when they gave you this platform to basically speak your voice and, like, you know, what do you think their main objective was with that?
Healing.
Yeah. So, when it's in the name, healing.
Yeah.
When we first started, originally, like, one thing we were, passionate about was the healing aspect of, like, being humans. Because as, like, we talked about so much last year, when we were just forming the coalition, we're like, okay, what are some issues that we see in our school? What do we want more of, right? One thing a lot of youth said was, like, mental health. Like, we want more mental health opportunities. And so that's where, like, healing circles came out of. So we started doing, like, healing circles every Friday with HEAL. Basically, what that was every single Friday or every other Friday, like, within our coalition, like, 2021-ish, when we had that going, we would meet every Friday, and then we had a healing circle lead. So, like, basically somebody who would be in charge. I think it was somebody named Alyssa. But it was one of the HEAL, like, the adults. Mm-hmm. Not a manager, but she was, like, one of the youth coordinators. And she basically said, okay, like, she would give a discussion point, and she'd be like, this healing circle is going to be about boundaries, or this healing circle is going to be about relationships or childhood trauma. And then she would base her questions about that, and then everything within that healing circle, like, every Friday. It would just be, like, 1 hour. So the meetings would start, like, right after school, to, like, 3 o'clock to, like, 4 o'clock, because we had online school, and so we'd get off either a.m. or p.m. Mm-hmm. So that just kind of worked with everyone's schedule, and then we'd have topics, and nothing that was said in the circle would be outside of the circle. So it's just, like, a great way to get students to feel comfortable about who they are, and mm-hmm. know that in their experiences in life that they're not alone. So that's one of the aspects of healing, heal. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think?
I think it is a big part, like, healing and just community. I think healing and community.
Like a safe space for you guys?
Yeah, it's an opportunity, you know, because sometimes it just feels like there isn't a community, you know? It feels like you're just going through things alone, you know, if it's your struggle, if it's your experience, or even if it's just like, dang, today has been rough, you mm-hmm. know? I kind of gave you an opportunity to go with people and just talk, you know, because the adults there, honestly, the youth coordinators, sometimes I'm like, dang, I forget you're not, like, an adult. Because when I think of an adult, I'm like, damn, I think of, like, not a very nice person.
Yeah.
You know, even some people that think that they're being like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm raw, I'm just a good, I'm myself. And you think about it and you're like,
keeping it real.
You're keeping it real, but you're still a little rude, you know. you're still a little mean, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like down. Yeah, like, dang, you said that with your chest. Okay, I see how it is, you know. But the youth coordinators really give you an opportunity as a youth to have an actual trusted adult. Because when teachers say, I'm a trusted adult, no you're not. No you're not, you know. Or yeah. or the admin on your campus, they're like, talk to a trusted adult. Do we have a trusted adult?
Yeah.
Do you guys, you know what I mean?
It doesn't always feel that way.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel so like HEAL kind of, like, the youth coordinators are my trusted adults, because mm-hmm. sometimes you just can't tell your parents things because you're like, oh my god, in trouble. You know.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's a no judgment. No, it's not no judgment, but, like, they really try to, like, not judge you, you know, because some people, yeah. For me, the vaping situation for my coalition, we kind of get away from those people that are like, oh, vaping is horrible, and you should feel horrible for doing it, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a deeper topic than that, so they don't really shame you for vaping, you know. Like, if you vape, you vape, you know. But we kind of just, we want people to have the resources and be aware of resources that they have if they ever want to quit. They don't have to quit. That's not any of our business, you know. People have their own lives, but they should be able to have the resources to, if they ever wanted to, they have that, you know. It's not just like a black and white situation, like, oh, if you did it, that was your choice, da 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 da. You don't know the situation they're going mm-hmm. through. You don't know what's going on at home, you know. So I feel like it really gives you the opportunity to heal, you know, because people think, oh, if you force healing on others, it'll happen. They don't force it on you. They just give you the, you know, they give you the door to open.
Yeah.
Which is, like, nice. Yeah. I like it.
So one of the nice things about, like, HEAL Project, like, when we do have, like, our healing circles, right now we kind of just meet every Friday as, like, a smaller group, like the youth interns. But basically, they are like a very safe space, and sometimes not very many like young people, especially teenagers, like some people, and especially coming from like a first gen family, like I know there's some things that if I talk to my parents about them, like they would just be confused and they'd be like, mija, like no sé cómo ayudarte, like I don't know how to help you. But I think that it's just like a great opportunity for LGBTQ youth and Latinx, Chicanx,
BIPOC,
you know, all those communities that we're often, we don't have those resources handed to us. It's, I feel like HEAL is that resource to really help you know that you have a voice and it's valid, and that your thoughts are valid and your healing process is valid, and that every human deserves that right to have somebody to trust them and to know that, like, you know, they have power. Everyone likes to know that they have power. So I feel like HEAL just validates your thoughts and they support you all the way. Literally, I feel like they're just our cheerleaders. They're cheering us on.
Like, dang, don't give me a big head because I won't be able to leave the room, you know? Like,
when we go to
I gotta walk out one way or the other.
Like, they're always just, they're allies. Come on.
Allies.
They're supporting
everyone. Come on, Cindy, say it.
Say what?
Say ally.
Ally. I don't think I say it right. I don't know if I'm
qualified. I don't think she is an ally.
Come on, where's my reset? Where's it?
I keep forgetting mine.
Ally.
Girl.
No, but yeah.
I'm queer, so.
But HEAL's just amazing, and I recommend any youth that's interested in it to check us out on Instagram, heal.project, I think, or just search HEAL Project. It'll come up. But yeah.
So kind of taking what you guys are like learning and working on, how do you apply it to Redwood and kind of daily life with people who might be struggling?
For me, I kind of just take it as like what I've learned from them is just being a better person. Mm-hmm. If I feel like, you know, I feel like being a good person is a person that kind of just wants the people around you to feel safe. Like for me, like the people that I want to feel safe, I want people to feel safe that I like. You know, there's some people that if you don't feel safe around me because you have racist mindset, homophobic mindset, et cetera, et cetera, good, you don't feel safe around me. That's good. That's kind of like, that's my purpose, you know?
Yeah.
But the right people, I want the right people in my life to feel good around me. I don't want them to feel like uncomfortable. I don't want them to feel like, dang, I'm gonna be judged. Jackie's just gonna pile on me, you know? I don't want them to make them feel like bad, unless they're doing bad things, you know, unless they're being bad people. But I just feel like HEAL kind of gave me that space, kind of gave me that reassurance, because sometimes people are like, no, you can't make you like, if people make you mad, like, be the bigger person. I was built 5'2" for a reason, so I will not be the bigger person in a lot of situations, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, no, next, like next option, which is be yourself. You know, if you feel like you're doing the right thing majority of the time, you know, and if you have that reassurance, and be yourself, you know, don't be afraid to be hated and the right things. If you're being hated because you're racist, there's a reason why, you know.
But yeah. Can you restate the question?
Yeah.
So kind of like what you guys are learning being an intern and working on, how do you kind of apply that to Redwood and daily life with students around you?
Oh, okay. So, well, it's been an eye-opener for sure, like, after hearing so many youth voices, like, about their struggles and mental health stuff and just trauma stuff, like, you really get to relate to young people, and that's really helped me, like, be at school and be like, oh, well, life's not about just me, like, everyone's going through it some way, one way or another, and I feel like, the work that I do, I know that sometimes, even though, like, vaping is, like, a very, like, you know, if you know, like some people, they just do it. And like, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable around me because like, I want to help young people know that there's opportunities for you to like recover from whatever there is. And just know that like, there is a community that's here to support you and recover. And there are, you know, resources. But I feel that I know that my work is important, like with city council. Actually, yesterday we went to city council and our policy just got adopted. So tobacco retailers and smoke shops will be banned from opening 1,000 feet away distance from churches, youth sensitive areas, and schools. So as of yesterday, that got passed 5-0.
Yay.
And so
yeah.
Get a round of applause. I don't want to like mess up the
tough crowd.
I know. I'm just like, yo, where are the buttons at? Where are the buttons at?
Sound effect? No.
I'm just kidding. Like editing, whoever's editing, put those claps in.
That would be Mr. Hatch. You can leave him a note right here.
But yeah, so our thing just got passed yesterday. So it's going to take 30 days for it to be fully adopted. But it's finally passed. So those efforts were put in to put that boundary buffer zone between schools and youth-sensitive areas in smoke shops since, like, last June 2021. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it started with just me, and then we got a bigger group going, and then the
congratulations.
But, yeah, I'm really happy that passed. But that just comes to show that, like, anything's possible when you're consistent, you put your mind through it, and really it's just the youth. Mm-hmm. Like, we did all the work. We just had the support with, like, the HEAL coordinators, but...
It just shows what you can do with, like, the support.
Right?
Like, when you have the right support system, you guys can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm really thankful for that. And I just want, like, Redwood people to know, like, when I'm telling them about HEAL, like, I want you guys to know that, like, there is opportunities where you can be heard and, like, use your power to do good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What has your fondest memory been throughout your whole experience? It can be silly or it can be, like, important. It's up to you.
I remember when we did a spoken word workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? I think it was Nasa. She gave a really good poem about the color white. And she was just really expressive. And I was like, whoa, like, that's awesome. We were just doing, like, a spoken word workshop and, like, learning how to do, like, just write. And as a kid, I did poetry and prose in, like, mm-hmm. fifth and sixth grade. So I was like, oh, my God, like, we're doing poetry again. That's so exciting. But it was, like, really beautiful. She did an amazing job. And I remember, like, we had, I forgot who the guest speaker was, but he was the leader of the spoken word workshop. And it was just really good. And I remember, like, leaving that Zoom meeting, because it was on Zoom, and I was like, we can really just do anything, like, we can use words and make beautiful things out of them. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it was just really nostalgic because I was like, oh, my God, I used to love this as a kid. Like, third grade me is screaming right now. And I was like, oh, thanks to HEAL, like, we're doing so many other things, like arts and being involved with, you know, other things within our community, even though it was on Zoom. But that was, like, one of my most fond memories.
And for me, it was actually this weekend where I, although it was a busy day, the morning, me, my cousin, and another co-host from our podcast for HEAL, mm-hmm. we got up to record our first episode, and I've never had so much fun recording something because it was just like, I felt like we could talk, you know, like we just talked about anything and everything. We kind of try to stay on the theme of healing for like the main podcast segment, but at the beginning, we're just talking about it, you know, we're just talking about things that people usually don't really want to talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like we put in our opinion, we put our two cents, and I honestly did not feel filtered, you know,
yeah,
because right now I promise you there's so many things I want to say but I can't.
Oh, I know, Jackie.
I know. Sorry. But it's just like I felt like I was not censored, and it felt so great because I did not feel afraid for once, you
yeah
because sometimes I walk around campus, I'm like, damn, what if I get hate crimed, you know, because it's like actually people don't realize how kind of toxic Redwood is,
mm-hmm.
and it's like kind of scary. So when I went to HEAL and I got that opportunity to be with a community that is like me, that actually values what I have to say, you know, it was like, dang, I've never been in a room like that, like, in so long, like, other than my home. So it felt like, damn, I was with people I'm supposed to be with, you know, like, these are my people. But it was so much fun. Like, my cousin was there because I got him a job there, family things. And then my friend, the co-host, Khalees, goes to LD. Amazing. Love her, you know? It just felt like, wow, I'm being seen for once, you know, other than my friend group. Like, I can actually put this in somebody else. Mm-hmm. We'll see this. And I'm excited. That was awesome. Best feeling ever.
So how do you guys want, as you're moving on, you know, to your future, past high school, how do you plan to continue your guys' work?
Well, I am going to stay here for mm-hmm. college, for COS, and then transfer out somewhere. But for the time being, like, and while I'm here in Visalia, I just want to do as much as possible. But, of course, the internship with HEAL is only like youth, like high school youth.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of sad that that's going to end because I'm like, so used to being a part of this and I don't want to leave my crew behind. Like, mm-hmm. made so many amazing friendships, and the youth coordinators are just awesome at what they do. They love working with youth, and so it's going to be hard leaving them. But community wise, I'm definitely going to keep on always being aware of like what the young kids are doing, what's happening within our community, and how we could just do our part as human beings and make Visalia good, because we are growing so much. Like, all those houses on Dynevor Boulevard, come on. Like, and just not just there, but like Visalia is growing, and if we want Visalia to have a good rep, we must like look back a little, see the little see the things that we can fix and that are in our control, and just speak up about them and do what we can as a community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, can you repeat the question?
You go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
It was kind of just as you go on past high school, how do you plan to continue your guys' work?
So for me, I'm planning on going to COS as well, and I was offered a head for a workshop at HEAL, so I'm probably gonna be working with HEAL for another 2 years, as long as I stay in Visalia. And then after, I'm definitely, because I want to work in fashion, I definitely want to put...
Period.
Yeah, I definitely want to put in what I've learned there. Like, I want to make... I want to be something. I want to be someone that people not... If they look up to me, that's a mistake. But if they they have a reference, be like, oh, they were successful. Jackie was successful.
Yeah.
So I could be successful. I'm like, yeah, period. Look at you. I strive. You know, like, I want people to feel heard. I want people to be like... No, there's no room for me in the fashion industry. Like, you don't really see a lot of brown fashion leaders, you know. There, you don't see a lot of people, like, big fashion brands that are usually leaded by black or brown women. So I want to be that, like, I know I'm not the first. There's this one that I love, but I can't pronounce her name. But she's amazing. I'll send you her Instagram so you can link it.
Yeah.
She is so amazing. I love her luxury brand, and she's really paving the way. She is the person that I look up to. I want to be... like this, because even though it's not the biggest platform, what she makes is so great. Like, she makes purses, she makes a lot of clothes right now. She's barely starting her clothing line. I want to be like her. I want to be like someone, be like, see, she can make it, I can make it, you know?
Yeah, you definitely can do
it. And, like, I want to reflect my culture. I want to reflect, like, my people. Like, hey, just because I made it doesn't mean I forgot where I come from.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of, like, first gen, you know, we kind of see a lot of kids that are second, third, fourth gen, they kind of lose their spark. They lose where they came from. They forget that.
Culture.
They forget that they aren't always going to be seen as American,
because
they have a part of them that they can't change, and it's being Mexican, it's being Hispanic, or being from not here, you know? So, sorry. And so, it's just
the bell should say sorry to you.
Yeah. So, it's just like, I just want people to know that I won't forget. I know that I come from one of the most dangerous parts of Mexico. I come from Sinaloa. So it's kind of like, don't worry, I know how ugly it gets, but I know how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
You know? I know how beautiful our culture is. I know how beautiful we can actually be. And we are. We are gorgeous people. And we have gorgeous culture. And I'm never going to be ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how I'm going to bring it to like my community after. Because it doesn't just start in high school, you know, it continues after high school. I feel like it hasn't even started.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
All right. So before we wrap things up, I wanted to give you guys a chance to shout out the other members, because obviously we couldn't have them all here today. So if you would like to give their names.
Okay. Shout out Emily Luna. She's
Emily.
Emily. She's also a youth intern. Lucy, she's also a youth intern.
Yeah, NASA, she's also youth intern. And Khalees Curtis, also youth intern. So
Enrique Martinez from Golden West. And Yancy from Mount Whitney.
Yeah.
And if I missed any, you guys too.
Sorry, guys. We love you.
All right, thank you guys so much.
Oh, my cousin, Moises, love you. Okay, love y'all. Okay, that's it.
That's a wrap.